Now when Ishbosheth, son of Saul, heard that Abner had died in Hebron, he lost courage, and all Israel was dismayed. Saul's son had two men who were leaders of raiding parties. One was named Baana and the other Achab. They were sons of Rimmon, the Beerothite of the tribe of Benjamin. Beeroth is considered part of Benjamin, because the Beerothites fled to Gittaim and have lived there as foreigners to this day. And Jonathan, son of Saul, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the report about Saul. And Jonathan came from Jezreel. His nurse picked him up and fled. But as she was hurrying to escape, he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth. Now Rechab and Baana, the sons of Rimmon, the Beerothite, set out and arrived at the house of Ishbosheth in the heat of the day. While the king was taking his midday nap, they entered the interior of the house as if to get some wheat. And they stabbed him in the stomach, and Rechab and his brother Baana slipped away. They had entered the house while Ishbosheth was lying on his bed, and having stabbed and killed him, they beheaded him, took his head, and traveled all night by way of the Arabah. They brought the head of Ishbosheth David at Hebron and said to the king, "Here is the head of Ishbosheth, son of Saul. Your enemy who sought your life, today the Lord has granted vengeance to my lord, the king, against Saul and his offspring." But David answered Rechab and his brother Baana, the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, "As surely as the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life from all distress, when someone told me, 'Look, Saul is dead,' and thought he was a bearer of good news, I seized him and put him to death at Ziklag. That was his reward for his news. How much more when wicked men kill a righteous man in his own house and on his own bed? Shall I not now require his blood from your hands and remove you from the earth?" So David commanded his young men, and they killed Rechab and Baana. They cut off their hands and feet and hung their bodies by the pool in Hebron. But they took the head of Ishbosheth and buried it in Abner's tomb in Hebron.